bad news for anybody seeking asylum in the USA. But there are a few things to note. First of all, it's not a final ruling. Effectively, the Trump administration introduced the new rule that said that you must seek asylum in the country that you go through. In other words, you cannot seek asylum in America if you have not first sought asylum in a country that you passed through before arriving to the border in America.
Is this specifically targeting people arriving at America's southern borders along, you know, with Mexico?
No, I think by default, the numbers will tell you yes, because there are significantly higher numbers seeking asylum at the border, the southern border. I think one thing that's important to note is it does affect anyone. So, and I think we're going to see changes in how immigration works. I think we'll start seeing people come in by boats, not dissimilar to what we've seen in Greece recently.
When we look at practically what this means, most people crossing the southern border are Central Americans who claim to be fleeing violence and poverty. They are now largely ineligible under the new rule, as are asylum seekers from Africa, Asia, and South America who also regularly arrive at the southern border. What happens when they get there then?
Well, now they're stuck. So I think that it will continue to be a crisis at the border. And now, in addition to the crisis we have right at the border, I think Mexico is going to be faced with quite a serious dilemma along the border with this backlog of individuals, not unlike a traffic jam on a highway.
Now, two justices came out vigorously to say they opposed this particular ruling, Ginsburg and Sotomayor, who say that the Supreme Court sidesteps the ordinary judicial process by overriding proceedings in the lower courts. Is there hope for people who may have traveled thousands of miles from Africa, now stuck at the border in Mexico?
Well, I definitely don't think that hope is lost. The Supreme Court's ruling yesterday isn't a ruling on the actual merits of the case, but rather only a statement that the cases can continue to be heard and the asylum ban will be permitted to continue while the cases are being heard.
So the high court action leaves the administration, that is the Trump administration, free to impose the new policy everywhere, but the court case against this continues.
Exactly. And I think what we will see is that this court case will continue to move up and the full case will land at the Supreme Court. And then we will see what the Supreme Court rules, whether or not it is constitutional. And if it's not, then yes, the hope remains for the asylum seekers.